News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
With us is Neil Richmond, Minister of State for International Development and Diaspora and Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown to talk about those cuts to excise duty, 17 cent on petrol, diesel by 22 cent, that for the next couple of months through until May, and then a rebate for hauliers and some changes in respect to fuel allowances. One of the ones that Sinn Féin has been critical on, Neil, in that category is the carbon tax that applies to things like home heating oil. They say that you could have done something about it. Why are you so wedded to it?
Well, this is nothing new from Sinn Féin. They've been critical of the carbon tax since it was dreamt up. Ultimately, the carbon tax is a separate issue. If we don't collect a carbon tax, we don't have the finances that are ring-fenced into climate measures that will actually bring bills down overall and really help us address our climate commitments. It's totally separate to the status quo. What we've actually...
It doesn't feel separate if you're paying for home heating oil.
No, and I completely understand that, but that money will go back into the system to make sure those people who are paying home heating oil actually have measures that will make their homes warmer through SEAI grants and so much else. It's a really, really important tool that was welcomed by the vast majority of the Oireachtas. It's standard practice as part of our climate action plan, but what we are actually doing is addressing the very real cost caused by an energy crisis caused by the war in the Middle East in a manner that I would say is perhaps more ambitious than many other European countries.
Ambitious but slow. Why did it take you so long?
Well, no, we're introducing these measures tonight at midnight. Pretty much every other EU country is initiating them this week as well. This is a conflict that has been rapidly evolving, that has had a huge, huge impact on global energy markets. And now is the responsible and sensible time to introduce measures that will benefit individuals, that will benefit motorists, that will benefit the most vulnerable, but is also backdated to make sure hauliers who help make the economy and the society go round will also get that relief.
Isn't that in and of itself is proof of how slow this has been. The fact that you have to go back to the hauliers and say, we're sorry, we left you in the lurch for weeks, here's money back.
No, that's not the case at all. Actually, with the hauliers, you're actually able to backdate it because you actually see the actual impact of what's happened. We have introduced these measures more or less at the exact same time as every other EU member state. Now is the responsible time to introduce a set of measures that is time limited, but is also extremely generous. Measures that, to be honest, we wouldn't have been able to have gone so far if we didn't have an economy that was in surplus and working so well. And people will feel this from midnight tonight at their pumps for their own car. The most vulnerable will get the most out of this, as is appropriate. This is targeted as well. And we'll be able to look at this at the end of May and be able to be agile, flexible and pivot to make sure we look after the Irish people as best possible in the face of a very real global crisis of fuel, the like of which actually hasn't been seen in my lifetime.
Now, what do you say to people who will look at what the hauliers are getting and they'll say, well, I was unlucky enough to run out of home heating oil in the last 2 weeks, had to buy a fill, cost me hundreds of euros more than it would have before this war kicked off. If I was a haulier, you'd backdate it so I'd get the money back. But as a homeowner, nothing.
Every single person in Ireland will go into the shop to buy food. Every single person in Ireland will go into the shop to buy medicine, will go into a shop to buy clothes. All of those goods have been moved by hauliers. The price of all those goods is tied to the shipping costs. The shipping costs happen at an earlier date. We backdate to make sure that the costs don't rapidly rise for basic goods like food, like medicines, as well as we've already seen fuel rises. It's about protecting the economy and the society in a wider place as possible. We will see people having immediate relief at the petrol and diesel pumps tonight. We will see people who need it the most, those who are at risk of fuel poverty, getting an extension of the fuel allowance, and we will see a breakdown in fuel overall. This is the sensible package. It's different than what certain other EU member states are doing. It's more ambitious. It gets the people who need it the most, protecting both the society and the economy.
Now, let me just ask, Neil, that's probably the second or third time you've made reference to immediate and overnight in terms of it hitting the pump prices. That's not what the fuel distributors are saying. Fuels for Ireland Chief Executive Kevin McPartland has said that it may take up to a week for it to come through at the pump because of fuel already being pre-bought. What, if anything, can be done to guarantee that those cost savings are going to be passed direct to the consumer and not hedged for a week?
So we'll have a meeting of the government and cabinet in about an hour's time. They'll pass these measures and then we'll have emergency votes in the Dáil this afternoon. And from a legislative and policy point of view, it'll be effective from midnight. We'll work with all fuel operators to make sure these are passed to consumers as soon as possible. They're quick enough to increase the prices when the crisis happened out. They can be quick enough. We'll work with them to make sure it is possible. The CCPC will have powers and responsibilities to make sure that these cuts are passed on to the consumer as quickly as possible.
Neil Richmond, thank you very much. That is Minister of State for International Development and Diaspora and Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown, Neil Richmond.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.